USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Kim Jong-un is in Russia for an anticipated arms discussion with President Vladimir Putin. Russian media showed footage of Kim's arrival in Russia's Far East region by train. This is their second meeting, the first taking place 4 years ago. The Pentagon has expressed concern about potential weapon exchanges between North Korea and Russia for the conflict in Ukraine. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is throwing his support behind an impeachment inquiry into President Biden.
This logical next step will give our committees the full power to gather all the facts and answers for the American public.
The California Republican made the announcement on Tuesday, pointing to concerns over business transactions between the Biden family and foreign entities. Both the president and his son Hunter have denied any wrongdoing. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu has a message for several GOP presidential hopefuls they might find unwelcome.
If you don't make the first couple debates, then you probably have to have a tough conversation and get out of the race.
Almost five of the GOP candidates fell short of the Republican National Committee's qualifying threshold for the initial debate. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, one of them, halted his campaign after not making the stage.
But I think by the time you get to the end of December, you'll have five or six different candidates going into Iowa, maybe three or four coming into New Hampshire. And if that's the case, huge opportunity for the Republican Party.
The upcoming Fox Business-hosted debate is scheduled for September 27th at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. Online shopping prices have dropped, indicating a potential easing of inflation. According to Adobe Analytics, e-commerce prices saw a 3.2% year-over-year decline in August. It's the most significant decrease in more than 3 years. Government experts have cast doubt on the effectiveness of the leading decongestant used by millions of Americans. Tuesday, advisors to the FDA unanimously voted against the effectiveness of the ingredient found in popular medications like Sudafed, Allegra, and DayQuil. This is USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Former NFL player Mike Williams has died following a construction accident last week. Following the incident, Williams, who had been left partially paralyzed, was under intensive care in Tampa. His agent confirmed that he passed away at the age of 36 on Tuesday morning. The wide receiver played for 5 seasons, 4 with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and a year with the Buffalo Bills. Stargazers across the northern hemisphere could catch a glimpse of the newly discovered comet that will be swinging through for the first time in 400 years. The comet should be visible either this week or early next week, and it will be gone for another 400 years. The comet, which is a half mile in size, will sweep safely through Earth at or around September 12th. Sometimes you don't have to go to nature. Nature comes to you.
Kayaker Travis Ward loves nature and recently had an up-close encounter with it. A donkey approached him on the shores of Lake Pleasant in Arizona. Travis noticed that the animal had needles from a cactus stuck in its head and ear and thought the animal was asking for help.
He was being very, like, very still, very calm, and he just let me get all of them out.
Ward said the donkey brayed his thanks and then moved along on his way.
I felt really good after. It's always nice to help, whether it's a person or an animal.
I'm Corey Myers.
There's growing concern about an increase in the Vibrio infections. It's a type of flesh-eating bacteria here in the U.S. Vibrio now emerging up the East Coast. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
My ride smells just right, just right. Just right,
y'all gotta try that for Breeze Car.
Just right, la 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 la. Yeah. With up to 40 days of consistency, all over Breeze Car, clips right on your fist. Yeah. You know my car.